And are you refreshed?
Yes.
Good. You're ready to begin?
I'm ready to begin. I go straight to the heart of my question now. There is a story called the Mayan Prophecy. I don't know if you're familiar with it at all. But one of my favorite translations indicates that as the energy moves faster and faster, and the cycles of their calendar represent that, we are reaching the culmination of a new age and moving into the mind of intuition as a consciousness, and they even give a date, February 2010. Now, assuming the accuracy of the 100th monkey theory, which I'm also curious to hear you talk about, assuming that we actually are moving forward as a consciousness into the arena of intuition, which by our definition now is synonymous with connection to source, I would just be delighted if you could articulate either a process that you've already given us or a new process that would assist us in accessing an understanding of the impulse that will guide us from intuition and towards increased intuition.
Well, really, everything that we've been talking about relative to this downstream is that, isn't it?
Yes.
And the question is a wonderful question, but we want to remind you that every person who is making the movement is making it from their unique place. And it is always interesting to us when someone places a target on a calendar and pronounces that that will be the precise time that everyone gets to a place when everyone's not even reaching for the same place.
Exactly. Hence my curiosity.
Well, there is not anything wrong with looking forward to times of enlightenment or to times of harmonic convergence or to times of awakening. In other words, we just want you to realize that you are eternal beings who are eternally expanding. And we are not so excited about putting these artificial guideposts as we are in helping you to understand that you are individually carving out your own experience and that you don't have to wait for anyone to catch up for you to become one who is completely in alignment, and all of your behavior could therefore then be inspired. We do believe that that would be the optimum experience.
Yes.
To be in a physical body, aware of who you really are, appreciative of the contrast that causes you to expand, aware that there will always be a gap from the most recent expansion and where you stand, and eager about the journey from one place to another. If what so many are talking about could ever be, which is this time of closing the gap, then it would be the ending of all things that will not end. So we think you are putting it into a particularly good framework. What you are acknowledging is that you are an eternal expander, and you are reaching for processes that will cause you